Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Butterfly Boucher.
This is Kelly Child.
This is Ella Hooper.
Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Prinny Stevens.
And Mahalia Barnes.
This is Ivana Brand.
Hey everyone, this is Ruby Rose and you are listening to Yes We Are with Lisa and Sammy on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Yes We Are with
Sammy and Lisa on Joy 94.9.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Lisa and Sammy on a Yes We Are this lovely Friday night in the lovely city of Melbourne.
I know, I couldn't believe the sun was actually out today.
I've got my feet a-tapping, and you know what, it was also very hip in that era? Stonewashed leather jackets.
Oh, my Lord.
I never had
and they
one.
They came in brown?
The brown? Or the grey?
Or the grey.
They were a bit stylish, weren't they?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Anyway, we have had some messages in already, and it's from my favourite twink in the world.
Oh.
And we have something to say to you, darling.
Vajayjay.
And of course, gorgeous Maddie T.
He doesn't like the vajayjay word.
No. He said, tonight is such a good night.
Yes,
why? May you ask?
Right.
Because he's not working, and I get to stay at home and listen to two of the best lesbians on the wireless.
Thanks, Maddie.
Oh, we love you.
We've also had a lovely text message in from Grant from Brighton. Hey, gorgeous gals. I made a point of listening in again. Fab show already. And Barracuda. Air guitars in the kitchen.
Oh, good old air guitars.
We're talking about air guitars. They have competitions.
You know what? They have a World Air Guitar Championship. And you know what the thing is? It's been going for 18 years.
18 years.
18 years. This year is the 18th year, the World Air Guitar Championships. They will screech for world peace.
So you would have to have a good arm action for that, wouldn't you?
Mm.
And do they flick the hair around? I flick my hair back and forth. Well, speaking of air guitars, we've got another fab song to get your air guitar out. Now, this is an old classic, and I wanted to put this one on, but I had to.
We are reliving our inner Bogan.
Yes.
And
I've got the ciggies tucked in the sleeve, even though I don't smoke.
Got the flannel shirt rolled up and the ciggies tucked in the sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this film clip too, because
we
got to see lots of really gorgeous
legs.
Here's some ZZ Top. You're on Joy.
And that was ZZ Top with a bit of legs.
Like a bit of legs.
Yeah, some girls have lovely legs.
That's what we miss in the middle of winter, is we get
legs. The mohair legs out. Mine are a little bit furry because they don't get shaved as much as possible in the summer. Do you have mohair stockings?
No, but I saw a picture on Facebook during the week.
Yes, anti-stalker or anti-pedophile version or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're for people to.
Oh God!
If you like your legs hairy,
which I don't,
no, you can.
I don't like hair on women at all.
No, no. You can actually buy these stockings, which are like hairy.
Yes,
stockings
that would frighten any man off.
It would freak me out. Maddie,
you need a merkin for your chest.
He needs a merkin for his chest. You would have actually heard of this, but there used to be the hair shirt.
The hair shirt.
They used to do it for penance, for people that had to help you repent for being a sinner.
Right.
And you used to have to wear a shirt of like really uncomfortable coarse animal hair. And, you know.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous to pay for your sins.
I used to wear a scapula. That was a little religious thing or, you know, a little medal of St. Christopher.
The
rosary beads.
I'm sure it wasn't uncomfortable though.
No.
When it stopped burning.
No. No, that was before. That was before I was confirmed a lesbian. Sorry to all my Christian Catholic friends out there. He was a bit creepy, the guy who had a patch on his eye.
I
But I used to like the other guy, the handsome looking one, in his tight pants.
Oh, that was before you were confirmed.
Well,
was it?
Yeah, no, I just think it was a pretty cool band because my mum used to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, they were great. What was the song that was their most famous one?
When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman.
Yeah, and there
Sylvia's
was...
Mother.
Oh, God.
God, there's so many.
Keep going. Come on, we've got it out.
Oh, geez, I don't know. Well, this one that we're going to play, Red Winged Blackbird,
mm-hmm.
which my uncle loves. He used to dance around to this one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. Red-winged blackbird.
Oh, here's some Dr. Hook for you.
You're on Joy. You're on Joy 94.9 with Lisa and Sammy.
Dr. Hook.
Have you ever noticed they say red-winged? Blackbird.
Winged.
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 I don't know. Maybe it goes, the beat goes a bit better.
It hit me while I was listening to that song, the other Dr. Hook song.
Yes.
Baby Makes Her Blue Jeans Talk.
Ah, yes.
I love that song. I just couldn't get my head around it.
I know.
Which is, you know, usual.
I love Sylvia's Mother. Now, I've had a Facebook post from a school friend of mine.
Oh.
Gabriel. She's a school friend from good old Trinity College in Colac.
Oh, hello.
And she says, enjoying listening to me. Tune in tonight. I was also a Rome Adidas girl. Yes, I do believe I remember that, Gabrielle. So how's things anyway? Lonnie's mum,
yeah.
Now correct me if I'm wrong, Lonnie, used to be a lay girl. Well, not a lay girl. No, used to be a go-go dancer.
Okay.
I was going to say lay girl. That means that's a bit weird. would have been her dad. Used to be a go-go dancer.
How cool is that?
Yeah. And he used to get dressed up in little hot pants, I believe. That's why he's like he is, I think.
I used to do that in my younger days. Get paid to dress up in hot pants and
I think Mum tried to dress me up in dresses when I was younger and didn't kind of take off. Sorry, Mum.
Should have known back then. Have been known to wear a dress. I've heard a story of you in a dress and Blundstones.
Yes, that was a BNS ball. It was a prerequisite for going to a BNS ball. You didn't have to look elegant. But as long as you had a dress on.
And a bevy permanently in your hand.
Yes, I believe it was some sort of...
Jimmy, John or Jack. A man had a 13-hour operation to remove.
And wait for it.
How heavy were his testicles?
63 kilos. That's a small child.
That's more than I weigh.
My God. Wesley Warren Jr., because of course you have to throw the junior in.
Oh, his father wouldn't want to be mistaken for him.
He had a procedure to remove his swollen sack. Oh, my Lord.
He grew so huge he had to wear a hoodie top as trousers to support the load.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Wesley. That's really... Oh.
Oh, Paul, we shouldn't laugh at people's
and now
misfortunes.
And now he's upset because...
it made his tackle look smaller.
His manhood only measures 2.5 centimetres long. So, but with that large sack in the vicinity, you wouldn't be able to use his tackle. So wouldn't you want it to be gone? Be gone. Neighbours be gone. See, we talk about all the good stuff here. That reminds me of a cartoon that when I was living in England, it was a magazine or a cartoon book called Viz.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the characters in that particular cartoon was called Buster Gonad and his mate Amazing Testicles. And he used to carry them around in a wheelbarrow. Can I just say, I found this little book. I found a little book in the studio.
It's got a very interesting title.
Well, and it's got a brown cover, right?
Yes. So you can guess what it's about. It's David Hunt's, one of David Hunt's favourite subjects.
Yes, but it's not his because I asked him if it was his. So it's called What's Your Poo Telling You? And it's a fair dinkum book.
And I like it's the back of the book when it tells you what the book's about. Look before you flush.
Yes. Yeah, so apparently it's a straightforward, illustrated, hysterically funny descriptions of dozens of dookies, including floaters versus sinkers, monster poo, pebble poo, hanging chad. That's a new one. Pooforia and the honeymoons over poo. Oh, my Lord. I want to know who owns this book, bought this book.
Well, you know, it's going to be part of our medical segment tonight. We're going to delve into what is your poo telling you. Yes, let's delve into what is your poo telling you.
I think I'm going to keep that book. Remember the Sunny Boys? Does anyone remember the Sunny Boys?
I remember the Sunny Boys, but I remember eating Sunny Boys. That is something I grew up with.
Or Razzers.
The Razzers. I like the cola ones.
No, the Razz was better.
The
red.
Yes. And remember when they used to have that competition?
No.
That if you actually, once you finished it, you'd rip it open and like you could win a free one.
Oh.
So I won like 3 free ones in a row.
Cheapskates and Colac. You're on Joy 94.9 with Lisa and Sammy with the Sunny Boys.
Oh, bringing back some memories.
I know. I'm feeling a little bit like a radio DJ. It was the Sunny Boys. I'm alone with you tonight.
Bogan FM.
Yeah. No, it's not. I love it.
You are still.
I'm showing my inner Bogan tonight.
No, you are still on Joy 94.9. But we're
just in case you thought that you were.
Turned on the clock, turn on the car, the radio's playing.
You're going, hang on.
Am I on some other radio station?
No, you are in Joy with Lisa and Sammy on.
Professional voice.
Yes, we are. Yes.
The average person farts 10 times a day.
Really?
I know a few people that would actually triple that, resulting in the release of 705 cc's of gas into the atmosphere.
Right.
So they reckon that cows' farts are damaging the ozone layer. So it's
Did you realise that there is a number of feral camels up in the Northern Territory, which they're culling because of methane overexposure? And we've got a hole in our ozone layer because of our cow and camel farts.
Really? I think that's just a reason for people telling us to stop to eat meat.
July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so... Whoa, doggy! I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically... Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! My God!
Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
We've got vegetarian friends who we love and adore.
Yes.
I stand up for my right for a steak.
I'm not a big fan anymore.
No?
No.
I don't know. I think you sort of wane.
Yeah, I actually could give up meat altogether.
Yeah?
But I wouldn't be one of those crazy lesbians that don't, I'm not going to have leather on my shoes or, I can't eat that butter because it was milked from a cow. All power to the vegans. Well, sorry.
There's nothing wrong with standing up for your rights, but I love the people that go
in trouble.
I know. I love the people that go to these rallies. I had this one funny thing to say. They go to the rallies and they go, we want to do this, and they chain themselves to bulldozers and whatever. How do they get to the rally? They drove their car.
They drive in their dirty old combi van. Gas-guggling combi van.
Anyway.
Spewing stuff into the air. You're on Joy 94.9 with Miss Free Love 69.
Oh,
well, I was actually 68, actually.
I love the opening. You can take me anywhere and I'll strip down to
my underwear.
If you give me half a chance. Somewhere to be
Well,
half
you've
the
been
chance.
Known to get around in your underwear. I believe you were getting around in your underwear on our Bali holiday. Sometimes. You'd get up in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I had my boxers on and a T-shirt.
I know.
I'm like, what is she going to out me about?
I've had another contact by Gabriel, and she said yes to the Sunny Boys, the band and the frozen thing, preferred Barney Bananas.
I love them. They're not the same now because they used to have like real banana in them.
It's like Golden Gay Times are not the same either. I love them. But she was a fan of the pink ice cream with the coconut around it, although can't remember what it was called. Does anyone know? I've got also a contact from Marion. She's from Geelong. And she
Hello,
goes,
Marion.
How you going, Marion? She says, what do you mean in a bogan? There is no hiding it. You girls are hilarious and great music. Thanks, Marilyn. Marion.
Oh, hang on.
Marion actually works for the same organisation that I do. Hopefully you got a job, Marion, because half of us are out of jobs.
The funny thing was is when we were went to Bali for our great escape, we're driving down the road and here we are. We just get off the plane. We're in the taxi. We're driving under the first bridge and there's people working on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And Lisa's sitting in the taxi beside me freaking out. Like it's the night. There are people are doing 100Ks.
There's no witches' hats. There's no safety. No
whatever.
No fluoro
vests.
Climbing
the roads
up the frigging
closed.
Barriers. And I'm going, that wouldn't happen at Vic Road.
Again. What's your poo telling you? Do you know?
It's telling me not to talk about it. It's going, quite frankly, it's between you and my rectum.
It's the story, but it's...
Am I allowed to say that on air? Rectum? I just did. Okay, tell me, what's my poo telling me?
You know the average weight of stool excreted in a day? Because stool is a very polite way of saying poo, but we're not polite, so we just say poo. 450 grams.
Really?
The average person does a pound of poo a day.
So you could lose half a kilo.
Literally full of.
Full of it. I'm sorry. I have a story, okay, and I apologise in advance. A friend of mine, okay, who, let me just say, likes to eat a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, sort of thing. We made a salad, like a, what do you call it, a roast vegetable salad full of beetroot.
Yes.
Right? And this individual scoffed it, scoffed all the beetroot, and then the next day contacted me to say, I think there was something wrong with your salad. They thought they had bleeding from that area, and no, it was because they scoffed too much beetroot.
Joy 94.9. Yes, we are, girls. We're bringing you classic rock tonight, and including that last one, Sheryl Crow. Oh, my God.
I think I need a lozenge.
Because
I've had a bit of a scream, if it makes you happy. One of my favourite Sheryl Crow songs, All I Want to Do, Every Day is a Winding Road.
I love that song, and it was off one of my... They had played that on one of my favourite movies too, Phenomenon.
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 Some people can't say phenomenon.
I know. It makes me hilarious.
It's like statistics.
Statistics.
Yeah, some people can't say that.
Actually. I had a friend that couldn't say actually.
Oh, some people can't say ambulance as well.
Ambulance. Ambience.
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 Now, talking about ambulant, right?
Ambulant.
I recently was involved in the relocation of my office building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a hell of a lot of new requirements for DDA sort of access, like disability.
Yes.
Right? And you have to have these plaques on the walls and ambulant disabled as well as wheelchair access disabled.
Okay, so I'm ambulant because I've got a walking stick.
That's right. Mm. Or if you have a crutch or whatever.
Yeah, we've all got one.
We've
of
all
them.
Got one of those.
Yes.
And the doors have to be wider for ambulant people. So you get one normal toilet, you get a wheelchair toilet, and you get an ambulant. Left and right. Because you might have a crutch on one arm or a crutch on the other arm.
I wouldn't mind a crutch on either.
So there you go. That's all about DDA requirements.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm. It's boring, I know. Sorry. I digress.
Of course, when we're talking classic rock and we're talking Luscious Lesbians, there's one person that comes to mind.
Yes, my first ever 45 single, this one was.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
the red cover.
The red cover.
Of course.
We were lucky enough to go and see her in concert last year. We were there with 20,000 other lesbians.
And my three ex-girlfriends and my new girlfriend. So if you were listening to Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and then you
drooling
became...
drooling over George with his bum hanging out of his pants.
Yeah, and you thought, oh, geez, I like him. Or Boy George.
Mm.
You got it a bit wrong then.
Really?
Unless you were a guy. Really? Just saying.
One of my best friends at high school was mad for straight girl.
Yeah.
Mad for Boy George. And I love him, but there's only so many times you can listen to Karma Chameleon before you want to poke somebody's eye out.
I know. Actually,
and it's a great song.
Went to a school, same school,
yeah.
with a lass called Pauline, and she used to dress like Boy George.
Get out.
Yeah, very funny.
A lot of girls at school used to, on their off times, used to dress like a bit of Madonna, like a virgin.
With the one glove?
With the one glove.
The mesh?
And the bracelets up the arm.
Absolutely.
Coconut Bulla. Ice was the was the sweet you used to make, which was pink on the bottom and white.
That's right.
And it was basically just like icing.
It was sugar. Basically. Diabetic's nightmare. Just may as well just drink sucrose and
Annie
have
the
a
looker up
diabetic
from...
fit.
On the public holiday,
yes.
Knock, knock, knock at the door. And I open the door and there's these lovely older ladies. Look like one of them sort of looked like she could have been, you know, both of them, someone's grandma.
In a CWA. Really? Yeah. Yeah, somewhere like that. Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, some from, you know, probably from a country in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Very lovely looking ladies and sort of said, oh, we're here to talk to you about...
Religion,
or life. You know, about life, yes. And everything. And I said to her, I said, that's lovely. I said, you're obviously from
lost.
Religious. Yeah. And can I just say, I have a rainbow flag hanging on the front of my house and a rainbow streamer attached to my front door.
They just thought you were happy.
Yeah, happy. So I said to her, I'm going to stop you right now. Obviously, you're from a religious organisation. And she said, yes.
Mm.
And I said to her, I just want to let you know. I said, this is a homosexual household because, you know, I'm a lesbian.
Yes.
My housemate is a gay man.
Did they run screaming down the path?
No, she's just looked and I said, well, how does your religion feel about that? And she goes, well, it's not the person that's the issue.
You're
it's
still
the,
a sinner.
And she's trying to get it out. It's what you do.
Yeah.
And I just said, listen, you know, this is a gay household. We're full of homosexuals. Thank you very much for your time. It's best you go.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.